Missouri Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the chamber and in the galleries please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the 34th Psalm we read, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. Marvelous God, you do provide us what is truly needed, food for our bodies, work for our minds, and love for our hearts, that we can share with those you have given to us. And as we finish up this week, we are grateful for our work here and at home, and as we return to those we love, may we express our gratitude to them for all that they do. For us and to you, our God, we give thanks in the various ways that you have provided for us to do so. In your holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thanks, sir. Have a good weekend. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lugtemeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate. First regular session, 12th day, Wednesday, January 27th, 2021.
Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as having been thoroughly fully read.
Senator from Newton County has moved that the journal be dispensed with and be approved as though having been fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Newton, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Newton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate, the journal has been approved. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Lawrence County.
And I have two bills and no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 442, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to gender reassignment.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 443, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to the right to life.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 4th, for what reason do you rise?
I have two bills, Mr. President. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 444, introduced by Senator May, an act relating to life insurance.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 445, introduced by Senator May, an act relating to safe consumption facilities.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 9th.
Thank you. I have a bill I'd like to file with explanation, please.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 446, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to certification of juveniles for trial as an adult.
Senator, please explain your bill if you choose.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is something that I am extremely passionate about and which was attempted to get through the General Assembly last year. Currently, our juveniles are eligible to be certified to be tried as adults, any juvenile offender, at the young, tender age of 12 years old. It is very important that as we protect the future of Missouri, we realize that the mental capacity of a 12-year-old is not one that should be incarcerated with adults. So this bill is asking that we raise that age to 14 before any young person can be actually set up for a hearing for trying them as an adult. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you for rising. Use my microphone. I have one bill.
Thank you, Senator. Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 447, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to pregnancy-related services.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is what I like to call the Truth in Medicine Act, that organizations that receive state funding are required to provide pregnant women with truthful information about their medical condition. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton County. There are messages from the governor. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived and they will be printed in the journal. Senator from Newton. Hearing no objection, the order of business is reports of standing committees. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. If we could, back to the order of business of message from the governor, could you please send back the appointments to the governor per his request?
Hearing no objection, that report will be sent back. Those appointees will be sent back to the governor. We are now on the order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of the appointments has been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, the waiver of the reading is granted. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, gubernatorial appointments will be voted on in one motion. Senator from Franklin County.
President, I would move the committee reports be adopted, and the Senate do give its advice and consent to these appointments.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Franklin, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Franklin County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The gubernatorial appointments have been approved.
Senator from Green.
President, your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 10, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Huff, Chairman.
Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills, formal calendar, and I would ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is Senate bills for third reading on the formal calendar. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 2, the Senator from Andrew County.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 2 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Andrew County has moved that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 2 be taken up for third reading and final passage. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 2 is before the body. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now, Mr. President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 2 be third read and finally passed.
The Senator has moved for the third reading and passage of Senate substitute for Senate Bill 2. Senator, would you like to explain that bill?
Mr. President, this is the bill that we worked on yesterday, dealing with the Missouri Works and allowing part-time military National Guard folks to be able to participate in that program on an appropriate basis. I'd be happy to take any questions, and if no questions, Mr. President, I would renew my motion.
The Senator has renewed his motion for the passage of Senate substitute for Senate Bill 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 5th, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you. Again, we discussed this bill the other day. Again, I want to thank the Senator for Ranger for bringing it forward. It's a fantastic bill, and I encourage the body to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion on Senate substitute for Senate Bill 2, Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire the Senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew, do you yield to an inquiry of the Senator from Johnson?
Well, I so certainly do, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Thank you,
morning,
Senator.
Good morning.
Senator. Good morning. Yes, you know, thanks for bringing forth this bill. Obviously, I have Whiteman Air Force Base in my district, and I appreciate your diligence in bringing this forward. Would you consider, do you consider this an economic development bill?
Largely, I do. Yeah, for the military folks, I think it opens up a great opportunity for expansion of the National Guard's missions across the state, not just for the Air Guard or the Army Guard, but all the units across the state.
Right, so, I agree with you. I know you have Rosecrans up around your district. We also have Fort Leonard Wood, obviously Whiteman Air Force Base. We have a Air Guard component at Whiteman Air Force Base as well. I'm glad you consider this an economic development bill. Do you know where your bill was assigned to last year when it went through?
I think it was military veterans committee.
It was actually economic development.
Okay.
Yeah, economic development. Okay. So I do consider this an economic development bill, and I was looking forward to hearing it in my committee.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it was sent to a different committee this year versus last year. So I'm not sure why it was sent to Children's, Family, and Veterans Committee. But when in the past it had been sent to economic development, and most certainly, myself having Whiteman Air Force Base in my district, I've been supportive of this bill in the past. In fact, I think Senate Bill 704 last year was my bill, and this language was included in my bill last year.
Well, I certainly appreciate that, Senator.
Yes, yes. So hopefully we'll get some more economic development bills such as this one and be assigned to my committee as they come through. But thank you for...
You bet, Senator. It has different aspects to it, economic development being part of it. Of course, it deals with the military.
Economic development being the primary focus of this bill. So, thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Franklin County.
President, inquire, Senator Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield to an inquiry of the Senator from Franklin County?
I do.
May proceed.
Senator, I may beg to differ as to where you think that bill was referred to last year. I will verify and check that, but I do believe that bill went to veterans last year as well. But I will follow up with you and let you know.
Okay, well, I've got it brought up right here. Last action on May 1st of 2020, second read and referred to Senate Committee on Economic Development.
My staff table, they were looking.
Why don't we just wait? We'll wait until the staff verifies that.
You are correct.
Okay.
I was given misleading information, so
I understand that, obviously I would not have brought this issue up if I wouldn't have verified it first, but yes, it was this bill, Senate Bill 1057, was sent to the Senate Committee on Economic Development that the Senator from Jackson chaired last year on, I believe, May 1st of 2020. It did not have a hearing, but I know this language is included in my bill in Senate Bill 704. As well as this language was included in a couple other bills. But like I said, I would have loved to have this bill heard in my committee and was looking forward to having a hearing on it since it was assigned to economic development last year.
Well, Senator, I will get to the bottom of why it was sent to another committee. And if there's a substantial reason, I'll let you know.
Well, Senator from Franklin, if you would talk to the person that's in charge of assigning bills.
I'm actually looking at him, right? I'm standing here, but I have over 100 here in front of me today that I'll be referring as well. And so,
all right.
Yeah. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from Newton County.
To inquire the Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield to an inquiry of the Senator from Newton County?
I do.
You may proceed.
Thank you. Senator, just wanted to let you know this bill did also appear in my committee. It was part of the omnibus veterans bill that the governor vetoed. It was part of the reason the governor had mentioned for vetoing the bill was he had some initial concerns, I guess, about the language on the part-time component. But it did actually, your bill did not come to my committee, but it was in my committee. It was brought up. It was added on to our omnibus veterans bill. So it did go through our committee also last year.
Right, and I appreciate that. But just this standalone bill and this standalone issue was actually sent to the Senate Economic Development Committee last year because it does deal mainly with economic development. Obviously, I know you're very supportive of veterans, being a veteran yourself, just like me being a veteran. This particular issue, I mean, the standalone bill last year was sent to the Senate Economic Development Committee. I would have thought that it would have been sent to the same place this year, and I was looking forward to having a hearing on it and bringing some folks from Whiteman and things. But unfortunately, it did not go to my committee this year. It went to yours. So I'm just glad that it's coming forward, but like I said, I wish it would have followed precedent.
I appreciate your point of view.
Same committee it did last year.
Thanks.
Yep, thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from Dallas County, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire from the Senator from Andrew, please?
Senator from Andrew, to yield to an inquiry to the Senator from Dallas.
Well, I certainly do, Mr. President.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Senator. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Hey, I just think that you probably think like I do, and we want to do everything we can to make Missouri even a more friendly military state. Is that right?
You bet. You bet. And that's what we're doing here, trying to make an opportunity for increasing some of the missions we might have in the state of Missouri. And it's great that there's so much support for this bill. And I look forward to the vote that we're going to have here in a second.
Sooner rather than later, is that what you're saying?
That would be fine.
I just want to thank you also for bringing the bill forward. I don't have either.
Wonderful to hear all the support, isn't it?
I don't have either of the bases in my district, but Whiteman and Fort Leonard Wood are right next door to my district, so important to my district, even though they're not physically in it. And I just want to thank you also for bringing the bill forward.
They're very important to the different communities, and actually the 139th in Rosecrans is actually in the Senator from Platt's district.
That's right.
Which is not mine, but it's very close, like you, very close, and it does impact my district
Absolutely.
Wonderful jobs, wonderful base, wonderful economic driver in our region.
Very huge economic driver.
Happy to help them out.
Yes. Well, thank you, Senator. I just want to again thank you for your bill. I'll be supporting it.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion? Hearing none. Senator from Andrew County, you're recognized close.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I renew my motion.
Thank you, Senator. The Senator from Andrew has renewed his motion that substitute for Senate Bill No. 2 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill No. 2, an act relating to economic incentives for the creation of military jobs with an emergency clause. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams,
Senator from the 4th. Senator from the 4th votes aye. By a vote of 28 aye and 0 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senator from Andrew County, you are recognized for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the emergency clause.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts.
Aye.
Rowden.
Aye.
Schatz.
Aye.
Shoup. Washington.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Whelan.
Aye.
Williams.
A vote of 27 aye and 1 no, the emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I would ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements. Senator from Newton County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we'll be doing the order of business of second readings after the announcements. There will be no other business coming before the Senate, so you're not required to stay unless you want to listen to all the second readings, but we will not be doing any other substantive business. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Senator from Lawrence County.
Mr. President.
Senator from Lawrence County has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator from Lawrence, proceed.
Mr. President, I realize that points of personal privilege are usually reserved for topics a little more personal and probably weighty issues. However, something has come to my attention while perusing the items on my desk that need the body's attention. And we have a caucus, at least of three, and sometimes four, depending on who's at the dais, of Mike. And I noticed that we have another who has joined our esteemed group, who didn't realize he was a part until it was brought to his attention. He usually goes by the first name Rick. But he was so humble that he would not bring it to the attention of the authorities in question who could make the change, because he's just that kind of guy. And even though the matter has been brought to the attention of those who can make the change and they've agreed to do so, I want to take this time to thank the gentleman from the 31st, even though he's usually known by Rick.
Senator, there are no gentlemen in the Missouri Senate.
Again, I recognize that there are no gentlemen, there are no ladies. However, this man is a true gentleman. And I just want to tell him that he's still welcome in the caucus of Mike if he chooses to do so. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator, I think. Other announcements. The order of business is announcements. Senator from Newton. Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 161.
Senate Bill 161, an act relating to local use taxes.
Local government elections. Senate Bill 162.
Senate Bill 162, an act relating to the day on which elections may take place.
Local government elections. Senate Bill 163.
Senate Bill 163, an act relating to communication services offered in political subdivisions.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment. Senate Bill 164.
Senate Bill 164, an act relating to traffic violations.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 165.
Senate Bill 165, an act relating to passengers on motorcycles or motor tricycles.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 166.
Senate Bill 166, an act relating to attendance in public school district summer school programs.
Education. Senate Bill 167.
Senate Bill 167, an act relating to calculation of average daily attendance of early childhood education programs.
Education. Senate Bill 168.
Senate Bill 168, an act relating to abortion.
Health and pension. Senate Bill 169.
Senate Bill 169, an act relating to food and merchandise containers.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 170.
Senate Bill 170, an act relating to county regulations.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 171.
Senate Bill 171, an act relating to fault of non-parties.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 172.
Senate Bill 172, an act relating to civil penalties for violating federally mandated natural gas safety standards.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 173.
Senate Bill 173, an act relating to antipsychotic drugs.
Seniors, families, veterans, and military affairs. Senate Bill 174.
Senate Bill 174, an act relating to workforce development.
Economic development. Senate Bill 175.
Senate Bill 175, an act relating to a sales tax for emergency services.
Members of the Senate, if you could take your conversations offline or out of this chamber so that we can continue to do the work of the Senate unfettered. Thank you.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 176.
Senate Bill 176, an act relating to personal delivery services.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 177.
Senate Bill 177, an act relating to home health.
Seniors, families, veterans, military affairs. Senate Bill 178.
Senate Bill 178, an act relating to net metering.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment. Senate Bill 179.
Senate Bill 179, an act relating to civil actions.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 180.
Senate Bill 180, an act relating to administrative rules.
General laws. Senate Bill 181.
Senate Bill 181, an act relating to business covenants.
Judiciary, civil, criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 182.
Senate Bill 182, an act relating to the removal of a tenant from a commercial property.
Small business and industry. Senate Bill 183.
Senate Bill 183, an act relating to employment security.
Small business industry. Senate Bill 184.
Senate Bill 184, an act relating to broadband operations and services using electrical corporation broadband infrastructure.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment. Senate Bill 185.
Senate Bill 185, an act relating to certain trespass and inverse condemnation actions against public utilities.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment. Senate Bill 186.
Senate Bill 186, an act relating to firearms.
General laws. Senate Bill 187.
Senate Bill 187, an act relating to the care of students with epilepsy or seizure disorders.
Progress and development. Senate Bill 188.
Senate Bill 188, an act relating to tax credits for grocery stores.
Economic development. Senate Bill 189.
Senate Bill 189, an act relating to a Negro Leagues Baseball Museum special license plate.
Progress and development. Senate Bill 190.
Senate Bill 190, an act relating to expungement of certain marijuana offenses.
Judiciary, civil, criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 191.
Senate Bill 191, an act relating to counting of inmates for the purpose of redistricting.
Select Committee on Redistricting. Senate Bill 192.
Senate Bill 192, an act relating to certificates of need.
Health and Pension. Senate Bill 193.
Senate Bill 193, an act relating to geographic proximity requirements in collaborative practice arrangements between physicians and advanced practice registered nurses.
Health and Pension. Senate Bill 194.
Senate Bill 194, an act relating to physician maintenance of certification or licensure.
Professional Registration. Senate Bill 195.
Senate Bill 195, an act relating to administrative fees imposed by dealers licensed by the Department of Revenue.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. Senate Bill 196.
Senate Bill 196, an act relating to the assessment of certain properties.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 197.
Senate Bill 197, an act relating to the jurisdiction of the Attorney General for violations of certain offenses.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 198.
Senate Bill 198, an act relating to military forces.
Seniors, families, military affairs. Senate Bill 199.
Senate Bill 199, an act relating to domestic relations.
Seniors, families, veterans, military affairs. Senate Bill 200.
Senate Bill 200, an act relating to asbestos.
General law. Senate Bill 201.
Senate Bill 201, an act relating to the confiscation of animals.
Ag, food production, other resources. Senate Bill 202.
Senate Bill 202, an act relating to financing for electrical corporations.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and environment. Senate Bill 203.
Senate Bill 203, an act relating to the operations of motor vehicles.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety. Senate Bill 204.
Senate Bill 204, an act relating to computer science courses.
Education. Senate Bill 205.
Senate Bill 205, an act relating to personal flotation devices.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 206.
Senate Bill 206, an act relating to child care benefits.
Seniors, families, veterans, military affairs. We'll get next couple weeks. Senate Bill 207.
Senate Bill 207, an act relating to conversion therapy for minors.
Professional registration. Senate Bill 208.
Senate Bill 208, an act relating to the management of hazardous waste.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment. Senate Bill 209.
Senate Bill 209, an act relating to group personal lines, property, and casualty insurance.
Insurance and banking. Senate Bill 210.
Senate Bill 210, an act relating to the offense of mail theft.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 211.
Senate Bill 211, an act relating to punitive damages.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 212.
Senate Bill 212, an act relating to the Department of Corrections.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 213.
Senate Bill 213, an act relating to community service requirements for certain offenders.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 214.
Senate Bill 214, an act relating to records of municipally owned utilities.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and environment, Senate Bill 215.
Senate Bill 215, an act relating to economic development districts.
Economic development, Senate Bill 216.
Senate Bill 216. Senate...
Oh, Senate Revision Bill 216.
216, yeah. Senate Revision Bill 216, an act for the sole purpose of repealing expired, terminated, sunset, and obsolete statutes.
Government Accountability Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 217.
Senate Bill 217, an act relating to sports wagering.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 218.
Senate Bill 218, an act relating to charter schools.
Education, Senate Bill 219.
Senate Bill 219, an act relating to the Board of Governors of Missouri Western State University.
Education, Senate Bill 220.
Senate Bill 220, an act relating to property taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 221.
Senate Bill 221, an act relating to tax increment financing projects.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 222.
Senate Bill 222, an act relating to the safekeeping of personal information.
Small business industry. Senate Bill 223.
Senate Bill 223, an act relating to restrictive employment covenants for physicians and advanced practice registered nurses.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 224.
Senate Bill 224, an act relating to work and community engagements requirements for certain Mo Health Net participants.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 225.
Senate Bill 225, an act relating to the carrying of firearms on public transportation systems.
General Law, Senate Bill 226.
Senate Bill 226, an act relating to sales tax filing periods.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 227.
Senate Bill 227, an act relating to tax credits for job creation.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 228.
Senate Bill 228, an act relating to a tax deduction for educator expenses.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 229.
Senate Bill 229, an act relating to a tax credit offset sales tax liabilities.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 230.
Senate Bill 230, an act relating to utility services.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment, Senate Bill 231.
Senate Bill 231, an act relating to the appointment and duties of commissioners to attend an Article 5 convention.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Bill 232.
Senate Bill 232, an act relating to professional registration.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 233.
Senate Bill 233, an act relating to salaries for county coroners.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 234.
Senate Bill 234, an act relating to appointment of personal representatives.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 235.
Senate Bill 235, an act relating to the selling of raw milk or cream.
Ag, food production, outdoor resources, Senate Bill 236.
Senate Bill 236, an act relating to feral swine.
Ag, food production, outdoor resources, Senate Bill 237.
Senate Bill 237, an act relating to compensation of court reporters.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 238.
Senate Bill 238, an act relating to the Board of Trustees of the Missouri Department of Transportation and Highway Patrol Employees Retirement System.
Transportation Infrastructure Public Safety, Senate Bill 239.
Senate Bill 239, an act relating to contracts of work or for work on the state highway system.
Transportation Infrastructure Public Safety, Senate Bill 240.
Senate Bill 240, an act relating to student curators.
Education, Senate Bill 241.
Senate Bill 241, an act relating to public contracts.
General Law, Senate Bill 242.
Senate Bill 242, an act relating to reciprocal resident binding.
Small business and industry, Senate Bill 243.
Senate Bill 243, an act relating to foreign ownership of agricultural land.
Ag, food production, outdoor resources, Senate Bill 244.
Senate Bill 244, an act relating to the authorization of the deduction of monies from the paychecks of public employees for the benefit of public labor organizations.
General Law, Senate Bill 245.
Senate Bill 245, an act relating to income taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 246.
Senate Bill 246, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for electricity.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 247.
Senate Bill 247, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 248.
Senate Bill 248, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 249.
Senate Bill 249, an act relating to restrictive covenants.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment, Senate Bill 250.
Senate Bill 250, an act relating to the proximity of registered sex offenders to certain properties.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 252. 251, I'm sorry.
Senate Bill 251, an act relating to educational scholarships.
Education, Senate Bill 252.
Senate Bill 252, an act relating to the use of sales and use tax revenues for transportation.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 253.
Senate Bill 253, an act relating to tax credits for certain alternative fuel refueling properties.
Economic Development. Senate Bill 254.
Senate Bill 254, an act relating to the inspection of grounds or facilities used for certain agriculture purposes.
Ag, Food Production, Natural Resources. Senate Bill 255.
Senate Bill 255, an act relating to the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System.
Local Government Elections. Senate Bill 256.
Senate Bill 256, an act relating to sports wagering.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 257.
Senate Bill 257, an act relating to licensing of architects, engineers, and landscape architects.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 258.
Senate Bill 258, an act relating to classification of Missouri National Guard members.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 259.
Senate Bill 259, an act relating to recovery programs for high school students.
Education, Senate Bill 260.
Senate Bill 260, an act relating to school superintendents.
Education, Senate Bill 261.
Senate Bill 261, an act relating to unanticipated out-of-network medical care.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 262.
Senate Bill 262, an act relating to the taxation of motor fuel.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety.
Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, with no other business coming before the body, the Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, February the 1st at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Newton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, February 1st at 4 p.m.